he has these wacko rules that no one has ever heard of before. It's like,
I like wacko rules.
You put down a one, you die.
I went to Thorpe Park this morning.
Wowee.
Why did you take me?
Because you were in school.
I didn't need to be.
Why didn't you take me?
Because you were asleep.
Oh, yeah.
you
could have come if you wanted to.
Yeah, I could have.
I went with Leo, my child, Leo. And we had a father-son bonding day. Me and Leo against the world. And some other people.
Doesn't seem to have taken that one.
No, I don't think she's happy. We'll go to Legoland.
No.
Well.
Someone's calling me. No. I'm not doing that. Sorry that I didn't take you. Where would you...
Wow,
where?
What a good word. I love that word.
Legoland. What, sorry?
Yeah, it doesn't really affect anything.
Legoland doesn't have the pirate show anymore.
I know.
So I don't wish to go.
The pirate show, for anyone who doesn't know, is a show where a bunch of pirates do backflips off a tower. It's wicked. Check it out on YouTube.
Fantastic stuff.
I'm really sorry, Tilly. I didn't mean it. But you're in school.
I didn't have to be.
Yeah, but you're really bad at like making up excuses to not be in school.
I'm not, though. But I just actually haven't... Well, I was actually really ill today. I should have gone home, but...
And you'd have been better on a roller coaster, you think?
Yeah, it helps with like the airflow. Mm.
Well, at least you've got an exciting activity tonight. What are we doing this evening?
We're watching Hairspray.
Yeah, man. Do you know the music very well?
Yeah, of course I do.
What's your favourite song?
I like a lot of them, actually.
I know mine, if you want me to help what you think.
Go on, then.
Mine is Run and Tell That. It's like
one
of the best musical songs, I think, of all time. And what's really annoying for me is the rest of the musical doesn't do that song justice. If everything else was on that level, I'd be like, this is the best musical ever. But it's not, unfortunately.
I
weirdly like the Roll Call one. I actually can't remember what it's called. Oh, Nicest Kids in Town.
That one is very good as well, actually.
I just think it's entertaining.
Probably closest to Run and Tell That.
You didn't let me do my show and tell.
Would you like to do your show and tell?
Yeah, because I was chatting to the guy at reception.
Hang on, we need to discuss. Is he allowed to do a quick show and tell?
2 minutes tops. Go.
Okay, go.
It actually just went. Okay, so I was talking to a guy who I was picking up fast tracks from because I didn't have very long at Thorpe Park today because I had to come back to film the podcast, so I wanted to get on as many rides as possible. Picked up some fast tracks. He felt bad because I was waiting for a really long time, so he gave me this Hyperion name badge. Mm-hmm. Ooh.
It doesn't have a name on it, I've noticed.
It doesn't. I don't think he had the capacity to just quickly chuck a name on it. I'll figure that bit out, but I thought it was really cool and I'm grateful.
So do many people have a Hyperion name badge?
I think
is it
only people that work there, and I really hope I don't get him in trouble because I don't know if he was meant to give me one, but equally there's no harm done there, really, because it's just cool.
But maybe it is just a thing you can purchase from the merch shop. Did you check?
Oh, I doubt that.
Time. Thank you. Moving on.
It's been 45 seconds.
I got bored, so I assume they got bored.
Fair. That's fair enough. We can move on. Welcome back to the 14 Again podcast, by the way. I'm Harvey, that's Max, and that's Tilly over there. I had to think about that for a second. Sometimes it escapes me.
Wow.
Luigi
is
another option.
Ava.
I have you saved as Luigi on my phone.
I know. I have you saved as Mario.
Yes, let's go. And please subscribe, by the way, if you haven't, because we're trying to get to 100,000 subscribers before the 8th of June. And we can see if you're not subscribed. So please do it because it helps us massively. And if you like the video, leave
that
a like
and
comment on it as well. And Tilly will whistle for you. So there you go. There's that.
Well. Have an end of term. I was about to say end of year. I have an end of term assembly tomorrow.
Easter Bunny.
Uh-oh.
So long. They are so... Because we have... Wait, how many terms are there? Three or four?
One?
Three.
I don't even know how many terms are in a school year.
What?
There's three because there's six half terms. I was doing the maths the other day. There's six half terms and there's three full terms. So you have the winter term, the spring term, and the summer term.
So there's one left?
Yes.
You said three?
I said there's three.
Total?
Yes.
I see.
I never said there was three left.
Never mind. I'm sorry.
So we're coming to the end of the spring term. And at the end of each term, we do like a whole school assembly in this big hall. And we've been doing it, obviously, I've been doing it for the past 3 years. And because year 7, 8, and 9 were obviously like the lower years, we have to sit on the floor.
Boo. Boo floor.
For like half an hour to an hour. It feels like 2 hours.
Oh.
But
wait, assemblies are half an hour?
It can go from like half an hour to an hour. I don't know.
That's long.
Do you not just, your legs start to hurt at that point, surely?
Definitely.
Floors, like, they're typically pretty solid.
It's the gymnasium floor. Ooh. We're all in the gymnasium.
Should we rank, because there's different types of seating at school. So you got the benches.
Let me just finish.
Trusty
let me
bench.
Just finish.
All right, fine, whatever.
Because this will be our last time sitting on the floor, because when the year 11s leave after their exams, we get chairs.
That is very exciting.
Okay, so is it year 10s and 11s that get chairs then?
Yes.
Right, okay. I see. That's exciting.
I'm very excited.
Is that what's been getting you through the year, waiting for chairs?
Not really. I kind of forget about the end of term assemblies. They come and they're just like, ah.
What do they normally do in them?
So we normally have singing. We always have singing.
Who sings?
Different people. I sung my first year.
Nice.
Let it go.
No. Oh. I actually sung with Isabel and Sophie. We sang...
Something from Heather's. No.
It was another... It was the Christmas one. It might have been...
I don't remember.
It was a Christmas song. We sang it at the Winter Showcase. I can't remember what it was.
Well, was it Let It Go from Frozen?
No.
Oh.
That's okay. I don't think anyone's yearning for what song it was.
Silent Night, I think.
We'll take it.
Great.
I think it was Silent
Night.
That
works. So there's three types of seating that stand out in my mind. You got the floor.
Can I just say, the first year, or whenever you sing, you get to sit on the chair. So I've actually barely been on the floor. Can I just say?
Well done. Yeah.
Thank you. You only have two ranks as well, by the way. The floor and the chairs.
The benches.
We have no benches.
And the chairs.
That's in primary school.
I remember the benches.
Yeah, but I'm just using it as like a, let's see which ones we prefer, because the benches were fun. I remember,
in primary school they were fun.
When I was younger, being on the bench was
to the little kids.
Yeah, exactly. It's like, yeah, I'm on a bench, and what are you going to do about it?
I'd have never liked the
bench. Do you know when I got to sit on a bench? Is when you guys came to my primary to do X Factor.
Oh, right, okay. yeah.
Everyone, like, all the teachers were like being really nice to me, and they were all like,
good.
You get to sit on the bench and you get to pick all your friends who you want to come and sit on the bench with you.
Crazy.
And they were like treating me really well.
It was royalty for the day.
Mainstream TV really changes up adults.
Yeah, 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 yeah,
they're like,
yeah,
wow,
time.
There's cameras coming.
God damn.
That was a weird time as well, because
I mean,
seeing all of that like camera stuff in our school, to be honest, I don't even have like a vivid memory of that happening, because throughout that whole experience, we were just numb.
We were zombies. ridiculous.
But then to think about it, if I could actually have been mentally present in that time and seen just all of that like camera equipment in our old primary school, because we'd sort of accidentally dragged it there.
That must have been terrifying for like the teachers as well, because they're just trying to go about teaching kids, and all of a sudden
a lot of them
now
were excited from what I know,
like reality show level cameras on them. That's fucking crazy.
Yeah,
I know, the kids were all excited.
Well, that's good. We like perform a song or something from
I genuinely don't remember.
I remember you guys made me late for school.
Yes,
because they had like a taxi pick us up, and Mum insisted that I went with you guys.
I don't remember any of that.
Do you not?
No.
I swear.
A taxi to take us to the school that's not that far from us.
I swear, unless I'm remembering the wrong thing, but I remember for a fact we all went together and we all ended up being late. And then I remember this so well. I went in with my backpack and she's like, you can put your stuff in your locker. So I went to put my stuff in my locker, and my friend Alexa came out. She asked to go to the toilet, and she was telling me, she's like, you get to sit on the bench and you get to pick like your friends to come sit on the bench with you. And our teacher came out and she got really mad at Alexa. She was like, you asked to go to the toilet. You're not supposed to tell her that yet. As if it was like going to be some big surprise. I got to sit on a bench. and then she came over to me and like, she just screamed at Alexa, and she came over and she was like, so you get to pick some of your friends to come and sit on the bench with you.
Fantastic.
And she was just being like really nice. It was so weird.
It does always just like shock me how long ago that actually was, and how young we were when we did it. Because I mean,
six years ago.
That's actually
and
a long time.
And you didn't even win.
We didn't win.
I think the worst thing for us was lockdown, because we were so ready to just like start touring and start like releasing new music, and then lockdown came in and we were like, oh, I guess we won't do any of that then.
We did squeeze in a tour.
We did.
Before it had literally, I think we finished the tour and a week or two later, everyone was locked inside.
I remember we were in Bristol And we were about to do the show and everyone was talking about this coronavirus thing. Mm. And I remember saying to someone, it'll just be a load of it'll be a load of bollocks. It'll go away. It's just a cold, isn't it? Boy, was I wrong.
That's what mum said, because I had this friend in primary school who was a bit older than me, and she was saying that her friend had like been to another country saying like, oh, I hope he doesn't come back with like the disease that everyone's talking about. Mm. And I was like, what's that? And she was like, it's like deadly disease that's being like spread around, and because people are going to this country and coming to other countries, like it's being spread really quick.
And this was COVID.
Yeah. And mum was like, oh, it's not a big deal. Like nothing's going to happen. It's just a bit of a cold.
Mm. I feel like it's possibly from now on though, going to be okay in terms of like new diseases coming out, if you know what I mean. Like obviously
new disease dropping this week.
Exactly. But I can't speak for fact here, but like that,
I mean, the
really...
plague was a long time ago.
No, exactly. And there have been other diseases, but realistically it's only sort of the Asian countries that have known how to deal with those on such a, you know, large basis. It feels like everyone actually learnt what the right protocol was from COVID, because it's like, and I think as soon as something else drops, it's going to be dealt with so much quicker than what COVID was. Because I actually personally think, and obviously don't want to piss off too many people, it could have been dealt with quicker. But then again, they've got so many things to, you know, be cautious about.
Well, people didn't realize the severity of it, basically. Yeah. So you say it could have been dealt with quicker, but one of the main reasons it wasn't was because people sort of didn't really believe it, or maybe just didn't take precautions as seriously as they should have.
Yeah.
But, you know, who was anyone to know what was going to happen
it's
and how
so
to deal with it?
It's just so crazy that at one point you were like basically banned from leaving your house.
Yeah.
No, that was so weird. You say basically that was the case. Like you literally
go to the shops.
Yeah, go to the shops.
That's
but
what
like,
I'm saying.
They had a tab on how many times you went to the shops a day at one point, kind of thing. Like you could only go once.
Yeah, but there's just some people
out there counting.
No, that's what I'm saying. There's some people out there who can't be in their house for that long. They have to have a change of scenery. They have to do something.
Have to?
Like there's some people that really cannot do it. Like they're almost just combust.
Yeah. I mean, I get it from a mental health point of view, but like it's interesting that you say have to.
Well, some people feel that way.
The necessary way. Well, yeah, so you feel like you have to, but it's like if you really, you know, want to keep yourself and other people around you alive, you just do what you have to do.
But again, it comes back to sort of training people into realizing the severity of it, because most people did, you know, even the whole time think, well, this is just some fucking thing that's gonna pass, but it really wasn't. And it how long did it last for in the end? Like 2 years, which is...
What year were you in school when that was happening?
4.
Really?
Nothing really mattered then.
Because you guys did X Factor at the beginning of my year 4, and then like just before that end. Oh no, because lockdown was for my... Like, the first week of lockdown, the first Friday of lockdown was my birthday.
Yeah.
Year 4 would make sense because it was 6 years ago and you're in year 9 now.
Yeah. Well, that's what I'm saying, but I was kind of getting the times wrong. I was going to say more towards the end of year 4. I guess, actually.
Just really quickly, you got a bit of fluff.
Where?
On the right side of your head, in your hair.
And say it.
Yeah, we're getting there. Warmer. Oh, colder. Warmer. Warmer. Colder, warmer, colder.
This is really embarrassing.
Down
a
bit.
Just turn to me real quick. I see it.
Thank you.
I thought maybe we could make more of a game out of it, but I guess...
I was pretty bored.
Yeah, fair enough.
Shall we move on?
Yes, we shall.
Wonderful.
So we've got a question in again. For anyone who doesn't know, we've been basically asking people to send in disagreements that they've been having, whether it be with a parent or a teacher or anything like that in their lives. And we're going to see if we can chat about it and see if we think they're right or wrong. And this one is from Rachel, who says, in regards to the segment on your most recent podcast episode... What's your opinion on this? Sorry, there was a lot of skim reading I needed to do. My dad is an only child, meaning he doesn't have any siblings, so he doesn't understand the bickering or arguing between brothers and sisters. Now, my sister and I are both adults in our early mid-20s, but still to this day, we argue a lot of the time. Mm-hmm. But the times that we do get along, we always get shouted at by dad saying that we're being rude to one another when we aren't and we're actually just playing around or having fun. So do you get this with your parents?
So... I think actually our parents have learnt now what our sort of banter slash bickering is and when it's too far and when it is just jestful. Yeah. But actually early on, both of us would constantly get grief from mum, especially about whether, you know, we'd be swearing at each other or just, you know, saying slightly rude things to each other. Mm. We're just saying brotherly things. Like, that is what it is at the end of the day. And I'm completely on board with that. I think a lot of parents just don't get where the line is between certain siblings. And it does feel like you do need to explain that to them sometimes. But also it's sort of like, surely you should know that as my parent.
But do you not think that maybe they're trying to like catch a problem before it escalates?
Yeah, I get that. And I think mum definitely was on sort of watch of that because we both can be explosive personalities quite a bit.
You don't say.
I think the difference with you, Tilly, though, which is quite interesting, is that usually if you're, I mean, 90% of the time, if not more, it's probably that you're arguing with Leo. And if you are,
I wonder why.
There's never a time, it's 100% of the time, that you are arguing.
No, that's not true.
Really?
When are you jestful with Leo?
When we're playing a board game, because I don't care about board games.
Yeah.
Like, I get Mario Kart, I kind of care about that, but...
And Mario Party, which we shan't speak about.
When we're playing board games, it's just something that Leo enjoys. Sometimes I enjoy ruining it because that's just fun for me. Mm. But sometimes if he wants to fight with me on it, I'm like, look, I know you're making up your own rules. Win. Do it. Because he wonders why... Because the other day when his friends around... We were talking about it because Michael was like, oh, I haven't played this game since we played it in America 2 years ago. And we were like, same. And he was like, what? You guys haven't played it since then? And we were like, no. And he was like, no one wants to play board games with me. I was like, whenever you ask, I always say yes, but then you make it quite unenjoyable. So
I always say no to Leo.
Just because it depends on the game, though, because I think there's some games.
I normally say yes to board games with Leo because, like I said, I'd rather play a board game with Leo than Mario Kart.
He really does yearn for a board game, doesn't he?
Yeah, quite a lot. It's so funny. A lot of his presents for Christmas and birthday are board games, and he is most happy with them.
Yeah. I'd be a bit like, oh, all right.
I don't like a board game.
Because my main thing is I'll play it once, and then it'll go away forever, and then I'll just forget about it, and then, you know, we've moved on with our lives. But
it's just because, like, with board games, it's a bit harder with rules. Because on a video game, it kind of, like... It is the rules are the rules. It won't let you do certain things and stuff like that. Whereas with a board game, some people can make up their own rules or twist rules.
Especially if you're playing something like Uno. Everyone's got different rules
for
Uno.
Oh, I hate Leo's Uno. That's one thing I'll refuse to play with Leo's Uno. He has these wacko rules that no one has ever heard of before. It's like...
I like wacko rules.
You put down a one, you die.
It's like who has taught this kid how to play Uno? Because no one who is completely sane.
Yeah.
Like, it's just crazy.
I must admit, I actually, in a weird way, I didn't have a go at Leo yesterday, but we were playing Mario Party. And it hasn't taken me a while to notice. I noticed from the get-go, but he never... plays something like Mario Party with intent of having fun with your mates. He always plays it with intent to piss someone off.
Yeah.
And he's like, well, that's the fun way. I'm like, no, it's not. That's how you lose friends. Like,
well,
just...
I don't know, but to him, it's like causing that sort of tension between someone where it is a bit more of a back and forth argument. I can see why that would be exciting.
But the thing is, he enjoys... like sabotaging other people while also sabotaging himself. So when people can't bite back at him because they don't want to sabotage themselves, whereas he just doesn't care.
But he also then, like, he would make the argument that, you know, because maybe he doesn't realize because he's always the one winning, that actually if it was more competitive and the person was genuinely trying their best to win or whatever, then it would be more exciting even if he did then end up losing. Mm-hmm. Although... on the other hand, he is also very bad at losing. So it's just like, it's a lose-lose situation. But I always feel bad because, you know, at one point we'll get him on the podcast and he'll sit here and he'll defend himself. But I don't want to like go on and not allow him to actually speak about it. Otherwise, we're always just fucking slandering him.
Hey, we're just telling the truth.
Hey, Leo's just a character. He's a fictional character.
And he's a lovely guy. He's a great guy.
No, he's not real.
Oh,
Leo isn't real.
You made him lie to. Were not true.
Hey, Be nice to your brother. You're in trouble. And that brings us nicely back to the bickering between siblings.
Oh, I forgot what we were talking about.
Yeah. So back on it, the dad in that scenario was an only child. So he obviously doesn't get it because he's never had siblings to bicker with and doesn't understand where that comes from. So I wonder, is it as simple as sitting down with your parents and sort of saying, look, we appreciate you stepping in and getting involved if things get too heated. But we as siblings also enjoy having that banter or interaction back and forth.
But who really does that though? Like, I would not sit down with mum and be like, yeah, me and Harvey love a good joke.
I know, but sometimes if your parents don't get it, you have to tell them. You have to explain
that. Say in the moment. Don't sit down with them and say it. I don't know.
I just think in the moment.
If you both agree and say we're joking, or we both know it's a joke, then that's fine. I don't think you have to sit down with them and have a little interview meeting.
But we have a relationship with our parents where we can just say something to them and they'll take it on board because they will just automatically listen to us and know that we know more or less what we're talking about. Whereas other people's parents might be stricter. They might not necessarily want to hear the kid's point of view. It's like what I say goes and that's the end of the conversation. So that's why I say sit down with them and chat about it, because then it just establishes it. Yes, it might be awkward. Yes, it might be a bit uncomfortable, but it establishes it. And then in future, you can have that fun without having the interruption of someone thinking that you're at each other's necks when actually you're just existing.
Mm-hmm. Case solved.
Gavel down.
Take them off.
So
Could they
you please...
are disgusting.
What?
Are those... I might be seeing it wrong, but just...
Is this going to... Do you want to watch the shot?
It's disgusting. Okay, I knew what I was seeing.
You've not pulled these out in a while, to be
I
fair.
Haven't.
Take They're, them off.
I'm debuting them on the podcast, I think.
The jean jobbers. But how did you just notice that then?
Because I saw the blue.
I see.
I think they're brilliant.
I think they're disgusting. I think they should never be worn by a human being.
I think they're interesting. And I've actually got a really good would you rather sort of based off of... Not
would
off
you
of
rather
them.
Wear joggers or jeans?
No, but the clothing ties it in nicely. The would you rather, it's a little bit more intricate than I normally go. But would you rather eat the same meal for the rest of your life?
Oh, I've already had this.
But, hang on, you can compile this meal of whatever you like, so there can, be a bunch of stuff on the plate and you can take out and put back whatever you want. But
how the fuck is this related to jeans?
Hang on. I'm getting there. but it would have to fit on a plate kind of thing. Or wear the same outfit for the rest of your life, but you can take on and put off only the things you can fit on your body. What? I worded that a little bit poorly there.
Okay.
But do you understand what I mean?
No.
So the amount of foods that you can only have for the rest of your life have to fit on a plate, and the amount of clothes that you can wear for the rest of your life have to fit on you.
Yes.
Okay.
Food.
That feels like you did not premeditate that. Is that off the cuff?
A little bit.
Yeah.
Food.
You would rather eat the same food for the rest of your life. You want to be able to wear different outfits.
Yeah.
I think I can make the same food work more than I can the same outfits.
He's going to say outfits to be different.
No, I'm not going to say it to be different, but I'm just... The same food, I really struggle with that, because even with stuff that's consistent like breakfast, I can never have the same thing in a row, days in a row for breakfast, lunch and dinner. It would wind me up and make me go insane.
I can. I have the same thing for breakfast every day.
Yeah, but you're a fussy eater.
Have you watched Sketch?
No. You watched Adolescence, though?
Yes, but cover that in a different episode.
Yeah.
Not today, but we will.
Which is important.
Yeah.
We will get to that.
Oh, that's interesting.
I know, but we need to talk about it before.
I need to watch it first as well.
That's also true.
I think you shouldn't watch it first.
Maybe that could be interesting. Maybe we could do an episode talking about it, and then you watch it, and then we'll come back and discuss.
Okay, I'm up for that.
I don't know. Might be spoilers.
So good.
Back on the clothes. Do you approve of...
I was going to say... Oh, that voice crack was disgusting.
Do you approve of my sketchy shirt?
It's making me really hungry.
So that's technically positive.
You want
spaghetti
right now?
Yeah, I think it's a bit
right
random,
now.
But I've either.
Mum actually ironed over it once and kind of ruined it, but it still works.
Oh, is that why it's a bit weird?
Yeah.
She does ruin a lot of
She's
our
clothes. So good at just going, oh, there's a logo there, is there? Okay, off it comes. Like, why would you not just either turn the shirt inside out or go over it so quickly that, like, she had to have held the iron down on this to have achieved this level of mark on the shirt. To be fair, do you know what Mum did for me, actually? I think it was this year that has been years in the making, was I had this Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles shirt that was also Supreme, and I loved it with all my heart. And somehow, I don't know what it was or how it got there, it got covered in stains. Couldn't tell you what they were. It wasn't while I was wearing it. It was
what
like
color was the top?
White. Like, couldn't wear it. It was just dreadful. And I was always a little bit devastated by it, but I never blamed anyone. It was one of those weird things where I was like, well, I don't know what to do about it, but I'll just keep the shirt and never wear it.
Has Mum ever ruined any of your favorite clothes?
Yes. I wasn't finished!
Oh, sorry, I thought this, you were.
She did a really nice thing.
We were bored.
She bought me a new version of the shirt for my birthday this year.
You could have got there so much.
I wanted to point it out. You could have got there so much quicker.
You know
what, though? Your self-recognition alone has made me fine with that. The fact that you called it a Tilly story, I'm okay now.
One time, I had this really, like, and I know it's just Primark, but I had this Primark shirt that I'd worn all summer. I literally loved the colour of it. It was so nice. And I put it in the wash. I can't remember if one of you were there. I think she either, she ruined the colour of it somehow.
Maybe I was there.
I think she ruined the colour of it, and she got, like, I think, again, like, a big mark on it or something. Like, there was, like, a massive stain on it. I was like, I put this in the wash. It was clean. Like, it needed to be washed, but it was clean. And I was like, I put it in the wash, and now it's come out, like, a different colour with a stain on it. And, like, it didn't come out.
The main issue I have with my clothes that Mum has decided to take out on me, she shrinks everything. She'll just take...
A lot of my clothes need to be shrunks. Is that the right word?
Yeah, because most stuff doesn't fit you naturally.
So I can't really relate. Yeah,
I feel like we do give Mum a bit of crap where it's unnecessary, though, to be fair. Because, like, if you think about it...
To be fair, she's good with my school jumpers, except she did shrink them first.
But the process of washing is... We know it. It's rare that she'll make an actual mistake in the process. It's more that sometimes certain things are just a bit unpredictable. Maybe you didn't have enough clothes in the machine.
She'd do it all the time. I do my own washing now, so it doesn't really matter.
Yeah.
But yeah, that's kind of wise, because I was consistently getting washes back of, like, well, first of all, Leo would be robbing all my clothes. So I was like, if I do my own washes, surely he can't take my clothes.
He won't ever see them.
Also, now I don't get anything shrunk because I'm in control and get to decide what's going on.
I just think that if we're going to send a message out there to the people, we should say that if you do get upset about clothing being destroyed or ruined by the washing process,
you know, this is taking a long time and Dobby's waiting to pause.
Maybe just have a think. Maybe just have a think about whether or not it was really your parents' fault, whether it happened. And then the world could be a happier place.
Yeah, no, I agree.
I mean, don't get me wrong, it's devastating and you want to take it out on someone and it wasn't your fault, so it was someone else's fault. So I get that as well. Mm-hmm. But, you know, mums and dads and whoever else might be caring for you are probably just trying
their
best.
Another thing to do with clothes that really annoys me is because we live in a house of animals, whenever I wear anything black, like I have this now fully black white fox.
Oh,
you got this.
She's frozen. Are you with us?
Hoodie.
Have you checked your connection?
It's called a...
Are you on the Wi-Fi?
It's called a...
Crop top.
No.
T-shirt.
Tracksuit.
Tracksuit.
And it's just, whenever I, like, sit down anywhere or whenever I just go anywhere, there's just hair and fluff and everything all over it. And it's so obvious because it's black. And golden retriever's hair, fur, is white, golden.
It gets... everywhere.
I guess you're kind of lucky now that we've only got a black cat, so that solves that problem, unless you're wearing white or anything
else.
Curly
doesn't really matter. Curly doesn't really get it anywhere.
Curly's not here.
He's not doing that.
No, but you said you're lucky now. You just said you're lucky now because you have a black cat.
Yes. That is
correct. Before, he didn't do anything.
Yeah, no, he would molt quite a bit, Curly. He would leave...
Yeah, he left a lot on. Anything white, he molted.
Anything black,
yeah,
Curly,
but only when you
really
picked him up.
As well.
I just went...
Well, yeah.
And also, it's curly hair. Who doesn't want to have curly hair on them?
Well, I don't turn up to events usually and go, this is my cat Curly, by the way.
I do. Yeah. I would.
So
they're like, wow.
I have something to not admit to, but like something I've never really talked about. I have a little weird, I don't know whether it's OCD or a phobia of like hair.
Well, those are very different. So
yeah, no, I know, but I know it's different, but it's sort of like more so if there is like hair in the sink or shower or bed anywhere, I need it gone. I can't, like, loose hair really stresses me out.
Maybe a weird frustration.
Yeah, I don't know what to call it.
To be fair, I don't really like loose hair either. I'm not as bad as you, but it does annoy me a bit.
But you let Pingu sleep in your bed.
Yeah, I know, I hate
don't.
It.
If Pingu gets in my bed, I'm like, off you go.
I didn't like it. Like, I
don't
like having her hair, like, on my duvet. I really don't, but...
Do you know what? That doesn't bother me as much. I'm happy for Pingu to sleep on my bed.
I never move her. I'm just saying it. I do have a slight problem with it, but I just get on with it.
I don't. I can't deal with it.
Fair enough.
And one of the worst times, right, was when we were, and sorry to dob him in like this, but we were in Tenerife and sharing an apartment. It was me, Harvey, Dobby and Tom. I'm not missing anyone, am I?
No.
And Tom, oh, I love the guy, but he is just the messiest housemate you could ever ask for in terms of like,
he might not be anymore. This was a few years ago.
He might not be anymore. He is at uni though, so I wouldn't be surprised if he is. So first of all, his suitcase exploded when we got there. It was just everywhere. And then also in the bathroom when he'd like shave and
with
stuff,
that hair.
He wouldn't clear the sink, and then the shower would, because he has long hair as well, which enough, that is a lot to deal with.
I'm just thinking right now, poor Tom.
It certainly makes things like that easier for me, yeah, because I don't have to deal with like my own hair. I mean, it helps with styling. I don't have to particularly style it. I just wake up and it's
yeah,
there.
Mate, neither does Harvey, clearly.
Oh, unlucky.
I was on roller coasters earlier, leave me alone.
Catching strays.
Yeah.
But yeah, no, Tom just left remnants of him everywhere in the apartment and it stressed me out so bad.
A word I want to do a quick deep dive on. Remnants.
Yeah, I might have been wrong there.
I don't know how to spell it, so I'm
you look
in the
like
same
those
boat as you.
Boys in my year that have straightener hair.
You what?
Thanks.
Straightener hair, so it's not a compliment.
Yeah, it's remnants.
Basically,
remnants.
There's some boys in my year, and just in the school, and just boys generally, whose hair goes like up like that. And it looks like they've either put a roller in it or used straighteners on it.
I'm not going to lie.
That's what your hair looks
like.
I
feel bad for guys in school, right? Because they're not conditioned to have the same routine as girls are. Now, that doesn't mean I'm saying that all guys have it harder, because they don't. But because it's like, and this may sound really weird, but like it is just more not acceptable, but like socially understood that like a girl will wake up and do her makeup and do this and do that in the morning. And not all girls do, and some girls very much do. But with guys, unless you've made the effort to deal with that yourself, you just don't ever think to do that. But then you will get to an age where you kind of think, I probably should start doing something with my hair. Mm-hmm. But you don't really factor that in, how long that's going to take or how to do it right or whatever. So there was a period of time where I was in school and I had some horrific, horrific haircuts. Utterly dreadful. But only because I was trying in the morning and it would usually fail, but I didn't have time to fix it. So I'd just have to go in with what I had, and it was a nightmare. I hate it every second of it.
Yeah, but I don't know how your hair looked, but you could literally just go like that.
No, because sometimes I'd like blow dry it, sort of, and that was a mess.
Mine, so that just proves my point more.
Mine were pretty bad at the best of times.
No, it would be sturdy. Like, as in, I didn't really even put product in it, but you know when you blow dry something and then it just stays there, like even if you move it down, it'll still sort of pop back up.
A problem I had was I would get my hair cut really short, but it wasn't a buzz cut. It was just really short. So it looked quite bad because I didn't, you know, do it properly. I don't think I ever would have gone for a buzz cut, to be fair, because you'd definitely get made fun of at school for that, get called baldy and all that. But yeah, no,
I look with it at my school.
Huh?
Depends on some people look with it at my school.
True. And sometimes it just doesn't suit people. I was probably just terrified that it wouldn't suit me. And if I did then do that, it would take too long to grow back. So I I never ended up doing that. But yeah, and I get where you're coming from in terms of guys just never thinking about it. And something that always strikes me, and don't get me wrong, I'm not actually saying that this is the norm and people should do this, but I've seen so many sort of like teenage guys growing monobrows, and I'm like, yo, you're allowed to take a pair of tweezers to that if you want. If you do want to keep the monobrow, absolutely fair enough. Go for it. That's all yours. But I personally would never.
It's personal preference, and self-care is, I don't know. I don't want to speak on behalf of other people, but a person who is capable of looking after themselves is definitely an attractive feature to most people. I can't imagine there's many girls who think, yeah, I want a really scruffy guy who doesn't know how to look after himself. That's, I mean, maybe to a certain extent, but you know what I mean? With scruffiness often comes uncleanliness and other things that, you know, people might have.
I mean, I'm not even talking about, you know, for girls' sake. I am talking about the general self-feeling of cleanliness.
You should do it for what, for yourself.
It's just a general hygiene thing. Like I'm big on my hygiene. I like being clean.
Yeah.
And that's just the way I've kind of always been. But
I'm done now. Let's move on. I've zoned out.
Completely clocked off.
All right, fine. We'll move on. The comment shout out that we've got, which we do every week. We basically give a shout out to someone in the comments. If you want to leave a comment, we might do yours next week. So feel free to leave something, whether it be a question that you want to ask us or just something that you liked about the podcast. We might read it out. This one is from Lily Spinks. Great last name, by the way.
Brilliant.
Who says, I'm so happy you're back. I really hope you continue this podcast, as I'm the same age as Tilly, and it's nice to know what others go through the same age as me. I have one question, but I would love an answer from each of you. How does the way you were raised differ from the way that Tilly was raised? Like, are the rules different the way you were parented?
Oh, here we go.
Tilly's got it easy.
Yeah.
We had it, so I mean,
I'm just the favourite, though, that's why.
It's not because you're the favourite, it's because mum and dad have realised that shit doesn't matter.
But also, our mum went like ape mode when it came to parenting me and Max for a number of reasons. We were male twins who are chaotic as younger children.
You guys had so much energy. Me and Leo never had as much energy as you two.
Yeah.
Like, us put together could not compare to the energy of one of you.
No. I do agree with that, to be fair. I think I've definitely calmed down now. I think you've gotten worse.
I don't know. I have
to be
good
fair,
days
watching
and bad
those
days.
Videos that we watched. So on our mum's 50th birthday, our dad got all like the old tapes that they took. Well, mostly mum. On the what's the camera called?
Camcorder, Sony camcorder.
And he put them like into the TV because you can do that apparently. And we watched. Lovely. We watched.
Sorry, I went away from the mic.
We watched some old videos of mostly Max and Harvey when they were babies, and gosh, it was just painful to watch. I wasn't even in the room with them when it happened.
She was sat there going, when am I coming on screen?
It was so funny. We would get through like an hour of footage until it was like, there's no me at all. And she was basically crying about it.
No,
and
I wasn't.
We got to the end of watching stuff, and until he genuinely said to mum, is there literally nothing of me? And she went, no.
Until he left.
Well, why would I be there? I don't care.
Well, you want to watch your older brothers back in their heyday?
I already have to watch you now. Why would I double it?
That's fair.
Did you not enjoy watching Dobby in our school
play? That was
it
for Dobby.
Was
that was
just
so funny.
Fantastic.
No, I actually enjoyed Tom.
Tom actually unfortunately did one up you, Dobby, by walking on stage and doing up his flies for 4 minutes.
And if you hadn't done the mental arithmetic already, yes, we have known Dobby for like over 15, 16 years now.
Poor guy.
We went to school together and now we work together, and he is literally going to get to the end of his life and go, I should have moved.
At this current point in time, he feels like that. Dobby works very hard, and we don't show our appreciation.
Round of applause
enough,
for Dobby,
so round
everyone.
Round of applause for Dobby.
In the comments.
Well done, Dobby. We love
it. We get it a lot, though. People always say how much they appreciate his work, and all of this that you're seeing now, you know, everything that the
Dobby.
Cameras, everything.
The
all
camera
him.
Is Dobby. The yeah, light is Dobby.
He encapsulates
I must
the
admit,
entire studio.
I think in the first episode, we thanked Wood Up for the panels and stuff, but actually, we didn't give enough thanks to Dobby.
No, he's probably sat there going, what about me?
Dobby was head honcho on this whole operation.
Look at him. He doesn't like it.
Too much attention
of making the studio work. He had the vision.
He's looking everywhere but at us right now. Yeah.
He had the vision. He put it into play. I was his just side piece for the whole thing. I was trying to make sure everything... Not chick. We didn't sleep together yet. But I was making sure
you're
everything...
You're stealing Harvey's man.
No,
cool.
No. Dobby's always been my man.
he's enjoying this even less.
Anyway, I'm going to try and steer you back onto the question.
I'm just loving the Dobby love.
Which was the difference between how we were raised.
Oh, yes.
And one thing that weirdly popped out to me when I read that was so bizarre. We weren't, and there's good reason for this probably, we weren't allowed fizzy drinks. Any sort of like Fanta, Coke, whatever you might want, we weren't allowed them.
We were so sneaky though, and we'd go to our friends' houses and be like, got any Coke?
But we definitely
tried to sneak it.
Oh yeah, because like genuinely mum was like, she treated it like if we were to smoke cigarettes at that age.
Really?
It was great. Yeah, we were
what's
not
that age
allowed
at, like
them.
Six
No, like 10 or 11.
Really?
Like, yeah.
Well, Leo had it easy then, didn't he?
Yeah, no, once Leo was sort of like, I think maybe about that age, maybe 9 or 10, the
he
rules kind of went out the window, really.
I remember him being like, not that young, but still like quite young. And the rules were still kind of there, but by the time he got to about 10 or 11, they did not exist.
Sometimes if we were lucky, we were allowed one on our birthday. That was
really?
Genuine. Yeah, we were like, and that we looked forward to that as well. That was like exciting.
Do you know what is really interesting about that though? And I'm going to make just one comparison is, so for us, we weren't allowed fizzy drinks. And at the time, our best mate, Tom, who I've mentioned previously in this very podcast. So we weren't allowed fizzy drinks. Tom was. Tom wasn't allowed chewing gum.
Yeah.
They didn't allow, and I get the feeling it was for a very different reason of they
feel like a choking
been,
hazard,
yeah,
I guess.
Tom
yeah.
would but Tom was like 12. Wasn't allowed chewing gum. And I was like, that's kind of crazy, but Tom is that kind of guy that would choke on chewing gum.
You're not doing him justice
on this podcast at all. But it is interesting to see what rules parents implement in terms of what is going to screw up my child the most.
So did you guys ever get fizzy drinks from Julie, Tom's mum?
I think we did try, but because our mums were so close, and they are still very good friends, they would talk to each other. And I think our mum knew not to give Tom chewing gum.
Yeah.
And Julie knew if you wanted energetic Max and Harvey, give them fizzy drinks. But if you want them normal-ish energy, which was still too much energy, do not give them fizzy drinks.
Did you have any really strict rules that stand out to you that now are just a bit like, why was that a rule? Because I don't think there was one. I'm trying to think now. I think you had like the easiest.
Well, I had I had one about Vimto. I used to have one and I can't remember what it was, but I remember there was one about Vimto and it really used to tick me off. I can't remember what it was though.
At one point, we weren't even allowed like sweets or chocolate unless it was the weekend.
I remember
that was a legitimate
rule.
No,
I didn't have that rule. I got told about that rule.
Yeah, exactly. You were informed that it was once a rule. Yeah. But honestly, again, so strict.
Because you guys had 10. Mum was trying to put energy into me. She was trying to get energy out of you.
Yes, fair.
Like, this is what I'm talking about. And I've always been allowed fizzy drinks, but I don't like them. I really don't.
Yeah, and that was what I was also going to say, was that you don't even want them, so it doesn't really matter, I guess, whether or not you were going to be parented that way, but...
But what was another rule I had? I definitely had one. I had a few strict ones. I had... It's hard to think of them now, because I kind of always followed them. I never thought that they were that bad, but like... I don't know.
Yeah. Well, if you guys have any really weird rules that your parents gave you, then please let us know in the comments, because we'll actually have a flick through and maybe react to some of them in the next episode.
I think we should read some out next
episode.
Yeah,
because I feel like some parents could come up with some absolutely mental stuff.
What was the craziest rule you had with your parents? There
it
you go.
It just made no sense. I remember seeing something once about how, this wasn't us obviously, but someone said that their parent would tell them that if the ice cream truck was playing music, it meant that it was out of ice cream.
Yeah, I remember.
And so that was like the way to get them out of wanting ice cream. It was like, oh, it's playing music, so they've not got any left.
I'm not going to lie.
Brutal.
How sneaky is that of ice cream vans? Like,
oh, wait, what? So,
well, because obviously they travel around and go to estates and
whatnot. Oh, yeah, they're like, I'm here.
And yeah, it's literally like, yo, kids. And then you've got kids just like gurning at the door for ice cream. And the parents are like, well, what do we do? Because they're playing the song now and my child is crying.
And shaking.
Because it wants ice cream. But at the end of the day, that is literally cold calling children.
Yeah.
That is all you're doing is bringing an ice cream. Do you know what that is?
But getting them to come to you.
Yeah.
Knocking on people's doors, basically, and trying to sell them a product.
Yeah.
It's hilarious.
Well, give me some more rules that you guys had, because I think I had some of the same ones as you.
I don't know, really. I mean, for the longest time, we were in bed by, like, 9.
Yeah.
That's probably fairly standard.
I had that. I had that for quite a while.
But even I think, into our sort of, like, early teenage years, it was 9. Like, I imagine we were... Oh, it moved to 10:30... by the time we were like year 10, maybe. So we would have been about 15.
Hey, mine should be 10:30 soon. I'm still on 9:30 off tech.
Are you really?
Yeah.
Oh, that's a good one. Okay.
I thought we had like later from year 9.
Are you joking me?
Yeah.
Are you having me on?
But you need a lot more sleep than we did. Because like we say, and I've changed since like I, you know, became a proper teenager in college and whatnot. I need a lot more sleep now, but we didn't need that much sleep.
I used to literally wake up and be like, go.
Yeah.
It's just like, I didn't even have to think about it.
We would wake up really early and be like, cool. We're good now.
I never remember that.
Yeah.
I remember you guys not wanting to wake up.
I think from year 11 onwards, that's when I was like... I'm done.
Year 11, I start giving up on just existing. No, that sounds dark. That wasn't that bad.
Yeah, but I was
tired.
I'm already at that point.
But
fair. Yeah, you definitely need a lot more sleep than we ever did at your age.
She little sleepy baby.
Tell you love her sleep.
I'm just glad that I haven't had I only had it for a bit as screen time stuff. You guys used to have screen time.
Oh, yeah. Well, you still have to ask permission to download apps.
Have you told your screen time story?
Yeah, it's so random. But I used to not... I used to not...
Because that is a good one.
Should I note it down? Because we're running out of time for this episode.
Go.
The screen time story. All right, I'll make it quick. Basically, mum used to have this app where she was actually able to turn off our apps at any given moment, literally for any reason whatsoever. It wasn't even like
both
screen
together
time
or separately.
Well, she had it for each phone.
Yeah. Okay.
So such a sneaky parent thing to do. That's crazy.
So I got hold of her phone, downloaded the app on my phone, and then put her phone into my app so that I could turn her apps off, which included the app to turn our apps off. So then one day she was
I'm not going to finish your story, but can I just interject with something really quickly? What was so phenomenal about this was the comedic timing of what happened, because mum had threatened Harvey. I'll let you carry on.
So she came in, and I can't even remember why. Doesn't really matter. She said, if you don't do this, I'm going to turn your apps off. That was, in fact, the sentence, turn your apps off, gives me PTSD. Genuinely it was said on like a weekly, if not daily basis.
That's the thing, she needed something against us.
Yeah, and so it was, I'm going to turn your apps off if you don't do this. So she went to do it, and I said, what did I say?
You basically said something like, best of luck with that.
Yeah.
Go on then, turn my apps off.
And then I turned her apps off. And then she went to look at her phone. I think she started crying.
She literally panicked and was like, what the hell has happened?
And the worst thing was that Paul, our dad, was like, that's so funny. That's just brilliant. Like, he didn't even know what to do, because obviously he was meant to take her side, but he was like, that's genius. I don't know what to do. I'll be honest, I was pretty proud of myself in that moment, but I also did get a bit of a scolding.
Definitely got bollocked.
But yeah, anyway, that's probably a good note to wrap this up on. So thank you so much for watching. Please feel free to like if you did enjoy the video,
and
subscribe if you haven't.
We'll steal your sofas if you don't.
Yes, absolutely. We've been Max, Harvey, and Tilly, and we'll be back next week on Saturday at 8 p.m. UK time. Thanks for watching, and now 5 seconds to decide if you want to watch that video.
Bring back the dab.
Why are people trying to do that? We need to talk about that too. People are trying to bring back the dab.
I know.